So what happens when you call that customer and they refuse to pay for the additional service? Well, if the customer refuses to pay for the additional work, we're going to reach out to the client to request permission to add the service to the customer's order. If the client approves the additional services, we may add the SKUs to the order as client pays. When you add a SKU to an order using Edit Multiple SKUs, the first question you answer is, who pays? When you choose Client as Who Pays, you're going to get a second drop-down asking for the client pay reason. There's four options. The first is missing SKUs, meaning SKUs sold at the time of purchase but are not on the order. Then we have incorrect service sold at the store. This is when the store or the client missell the order. We have customer expectations on service, and also customer wants additional services but will not pay. Choose the one that's most accurate to the situation. Sometimes when we reach out to the client and ask them to approve additional services, they're going to refuse our request. If the client is not willing to cover the cost of the additional services, we should advise the servicer to not perform any additional work. We should ask if the existing services can be completed today. If the servicer can complete the services on the order today, advise the servicer to complete that work and that you will notate the issue with the upsell. If the services cannot be completed as they are on the order on the appointment date, we are going to update the order per the client-specific site not ready process and refer the customer back to the client for more resolution options. The upsell process is one of the most common situations where we're going to notice differences between the clients. For example, some clients do not allow us to reach out to the customer to collect payment. For example, Conn's or Bosch. For Lowe's, we're not allowed to perform any sales directly to the client. For some clients, we're supposed to interact directly with the customer, such as Sam's Club or Sunsetter or Forward Air. Some clients have client-specific reasons for how they handle their work. For example, Bosch has a social media reviewer campaign with a $200 Make It Right fund that doesn't require client approval. Or for example, Mirror. The servicer will upload a photo and no prior approval is needed for him to perform a different service type. There are lots of variations between the clients. It's very important that you always check the workflow for specifics. There are some SKUs and services that we have special policies around. One of those is our uninstall SKU. Specifically for the home theater side of the business, there are some special requirements when a servicer requests that we add an uninstall SKU to an order. The first thing we need to do is ask the servicer if we are changing or moving the existing TV mounting bracket. If the existing mount is being left in place, we should advise the servicer that the existing mount will save them some work and the uninstall is part of the scope of work, meaning we're not doing an upsell, we're not adding the uninstall SKU. If the mount is being moved or swapped, then we're going to follow the client-specific upsell process to add that uninstall service to the order. Here's a quick breakdown of the uninstall SKUs available for our different clients, but please make sure to always check the master client SKU list to confirm each client-specific SKU. When it comes to appliances, in most cases, the uninstall is part of the existing scope of work for those appliance installation orders. If the servicer asks for an uninstall SKU, ask the servicer what additional work is being performed. If no additional work is being performed, we're just removing a dishwasher or an existing appliance, please advise the servicer that the uninstall is part of the scope of work and no SKU is needed. If there is additional skilled labor needed to remove the appliance, advise the servicer that they may sell that additional work directly to the customer. If the customer will not pay, we can reach out to the client where permitted or work with the servicer to enter an additional work trip charge. Another upsell situation to be mindful of is the over-the-fireplace TV mountings. Mounting over a fireplace generally requires extra labor and/or special tools. If a servicer requests the SKU while on site, we'll follow the client-specific upsell process. When the SKU is requested prior to the appointment, Resolution Care is expected to attempt sale to the customer, but if the customer is unwilling to pay or feels the service isn't necessary, we will always advise that the servicer can reassess when he's on site and will determine if an additional service is needed at that time. Please keep in mind that Conn's has a version of their TV mounting SKU that does include brick and concrete, meaning it includes an over-the-fireplace mounting.